Welcome back to the ballpark, and the coaches for these two clubs are meeting down behind home plate to go over the ground rules with the umpire. Travis Jewett is the head coach for Tulane. This is his third year here, and he comes to this program after serving at Vanderbilt as a hitting instructor for a number of years, and he has moved this program from one that has had a couple of tough years, although has historically been very, very competitive, and has got them playing some very good baseball coming into this game tonight. As we mentioned, they're 6-2, and when people have asked me, well, who have they played? And I said, well, they went to California and beat Cal State Fullerton 2 out of 3. Everybody goes, oh. And then, of course, that's one of the things that you expect from somebody who knows a little bit about college baseball, because Cal State Fullerton is one of the perennial powers and has been for a number of years. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Blue Raiders do with this club. I know they're very excited about meeting up against them, going head-to-head with a good program. And one of the things that Coach Toman did at the start of the season, and that is that he wanted to get this program playing some really, really good, tough competition early in the season. It gives you a chance to just see how good you are, how good you can be, and it challenges you early. And then, of course, that gets you ready for conference play. And that's really, if you look at it across college baseball, that's a hallmark of the programs that are truly competitive and that have on an annual basis that goal of getting into the NCAA regionals and going from there. Hopefully, you know, of course, 8 of them get to go to Omaha. And so it's one of the many things that the coach is doing and getting ready to get things settled up for the Blue Raiders as they go into this season and, of course, then continue on in future years. The ballpark here in Tulane is on the campus. It is a nice ballpark, very nice ballpark, and kind of continues a good run of road trips where the Blue Raiders have been able to go and enjoy playing in good facilities other than the one that they get to play in at home for half of their games. And that has a very positive impact on players. It's like, you know, normal people. You get to be in a nice environment. It just feels better than something that isn't. The ballpark here in Tulane, pretty symmetrical all the way around. 325 down the lines, 400 to center field. Just a tiny fraction difference out by the scoreboard in left center field. There, it's 367, whereas it's 370 to right center field. Lights are on here as the sun has set in New Orleans. And the temperature at game time is 63 degrees, a very, very light breeze blowing coming in from basically straight out of the north and lightly towards home plate, shifting sometimes occasionally over towards first base. For the Blue Raiders in this game tonight, Aaron Brown is going to be the starting pitcher, and Aaron is making his third start of the year. You'll remember that he started opening night at North Carolina and had some tough fielding behind him, and that tough fielding led to 5 earned runs in his couple of innings of work. He came back then and pitched a very good win against Bradley. In fact, that was part of a Blue Raider shutout against Bradley in his next start, 5-0 game. And I'm going to switch that up. That was not against Bradley. That was against Evansville, a 6-0 Blue Raider win. So Aaron on the year in his 2 starts has a 1-1 record. He has allowed 5 runs, but no earned runs. So he has a 0 earned run average. He's worked a total of 8 2/3 innings, has struck out 9, walked 4, and allowed those 5 unearned runs on just 7 base hits. As we talked with him on the pregame show a couple of nights ago, Aaron started his college career at Vanderbilt, went to State College of Florida last year, and then comes to the Blue Raiders. He is a native of Mount Juliet. For Tulane, they have got a right-hander, Braden Althoff, starting, and he has some rather spectacular numbers, particularly in several categories. He's 2-0 in the year, has started two games. One of them is a complete game, and has worked 15 innings. He's allowed only one run, one earned run, three overall, nine hits in 15 innings. But here's the numbers that just blow my mind. In 15 innings, he struck out 26, and he's walked only one. So when you talk about walk, strikeout, splits, that's off the charts by whole multiples of what you would expect. You know, usually 3-1 is considered to be very, very good. So it'll be interesting to see how the Blue Raiders handle this very good right-hander tonight as they play in New Orleans. And again, tomorrow we'll have 2 o'clock game. Tomorrow will be a streaming game only, live stream. And then we'll be back on WGNS for Sunday. Sunday is the 1 o'clock game. Looking on into the next week, a home game at 3 o'clock on Tuesday as David Lipscomb comes in. Actually, I think I'm dating myself. It's just now Lipscomb University. But, you know, back in the 80s, so that's always a great matchup. And of course, the fun thing about it is a lot of middle people know a lot of Lipscomb people, and so a lot of Lipscomb people come over to that game, just as will happen later in the season when the Blue Raiders take off and go visit Lipscomb in Nashville. Well, the Green Wave are taking the field, and that means we're getting close to baseball. We will take a break and come back with our baseball broadcast. You're listening to MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Our employees at Purity Dairy are proud to be true blue supporters of Middle Tennessee athletics and their student athletes. At Purity Dairy, we aim to be the most trusted source of wholesome, delicious dairy products for every occasion. We never forget how fortunate we are to be invited into your home, and we earn our place by holding ourselves to the highest standards. With over 100 products available in Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky, visit your local retailer for Purity milk, ice cream, and more.
Hi there, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamm & Associates. You might know me as the voice of the Blue Raiders, but I want to be your realtor. 2020 appears to be another dynamic year in real estate, and if you've been in your home for a while, you might be surprised what it's gained in value. Get in touch with me, and we'll set up an absolutely free, no-obligation real estate review for you. Go to my website, choosechip.net, or give me a call, 615-542-1915. I'm Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamm & Associates.
We know everyone's fitness journey is different, which is why Gold's Gym offers such a wide range of fitness options on the latest fitness equipment. From machines and free weights to bar and hot yoga classes, the clubs of Gold's Gym Tennessee have something for everyone, including childcare. With 2 locations in Murfreesboro and 1 in Smyrna, Gold's Gym provides Rutherford County the best facilities at competitive prices. Drop in now for your $1 enrollment membership. See club for details.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993. News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back to the ballpark, and let's look at tonight's starting lineups presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics. Ascend offers a complete set of products to bring your financial goals within reach. Find out more at ascend.org. Ascend is insured by the NCUA. Blue Raiders have Fausto Lopez leading off, playing short. Mark Engel, the DH, will bat second. At third base, it's DJ Wright. He hits third. Cleaning up is center fielder Nate Sanders. Hunter Sullivan gets a start at first base in tonight's game and bats fifth. Hitting sixth out in left field, Greg Bennett. Mason Spears, the catcher, bats seventh. Brian Dillingham at second hits eighth. And The ninth hitter is right fielder Cole Escher. For Tulane, Hudson Haskin is their right fielder. He leads off. Batting second is first baseman Grant Matthews. Trevor Minder, the third baseman, hits third. Batting fourth, left fielder Luke Glancy. Ethan Groff is in center field, batting fifth. David Bedgood, the DH, hits sixth. Hitting seventh is Jonathan Artigues. He's their second baseman. Playing it short for the Green Wave. And hitting eighth, Colin Burns. And the ninth hitter, catcher Hayden Hastings. We are set to go. First pitch of the night is grounded to short. And on a couple of hops with it and throwing to first is Burns, and he gets Lopez. So Fausto grounds sharply to short on the first pitch of tonight's game. And there's one pitch and one out in the top of the first inning for the Blue Raiders. So Mark Engel, who got his first start, got to appear in his first game on Wednesday night, is the hitter. He's the DH. Bats from the left side. Suffered an oblique injury the day before the season started and so was able to get back in action on Wednesday. Takes low and inside, ball one. Althoff is 26 strikeouts in just 15 innings. That is pretty amazing. 6-3 right-hander. Looks in, gets his sign. Engel stands in for the Blue Raiders, and the pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner. Evens the count at 1-1. Outfield straightaway for this hitter. On the infield, the shortstop is very close to second base and about a step on the outfield turf. 1-1 pitch, dribbled up the third baseline. Minder comes in and has it, throws to first, and there are two outs. DJ Wright, the Blue Raider third baseman, will hit. DJ comes in hitting 273, a home run, three runs batted in, batting in the number three position. A couple of ground outs have retired the first two Blue Raider hitters in the top of the first inning. Wright stands in, Althoff ready with his pitch, and he's down low with ball one. Blue Raiders have played this Tulane team on two separate occasions with series over the years, rather separated, 1975 and 2014. Bouncing ball, foul at third. Back in 1975, the teams split a couple of games, and then Tulane won two of the three in 2014. Tulane went to the College World Series a couple of times. Last time was in 2005. Wright takes, the pitch goes outside. Two outs, nobody on base for the Blue Raiders here in the top of the first inning. Next pitch on the way to right, grounded foul along the first base side this time, and it's 2-2. So I was feeling kind of trying to find this count on the scoreboard, and I'm hearing in the booth next to us, which is where they operate the scoreboard, that they're having issues with that. That means I got to pay attention. Here's a 2-2 pitch to right. Curveball. And they say he did not check his swing. So a strikeout for Althoff. Strikeout for Althoff. And that will take care of the Blue Raiders, who go 1-2-3. In the top of the first inning. We played half of an inning in Tulane and go to the bottom of the first with no score. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, the ice. I mean, we really should have some more ice, right? Hold on, guys.
Wow, this is loud.
And we're back. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Are you gonna finish that Pepsi?
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Back at the ballpark, bottom of the first inning, no score as the Tulane Green Wave come to bat against the Blue Raiders. Right-hander Aaron Brown working for MTSU in tonight's game. This is his third start. I want to remind Blue Raider baseball fanatics, you can come by Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles every Monday night at 6 during the season to watch the MTSU Spring Sports Show, headlined by Blue Raider head baseball coach Jim Thoman. You can enjoy food specials, bring the kids along for some bowling, arcade, and more family fun. It's a lot of good things to have. And it's at 6 o'clock on Monday nights, and that will start when the basketball season is over. And that'll be every Monday at 6 at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. So the throw from Mason Spears goes down to second. And we're set to go with Hudson Haskin. Haskin is a right fielder. And he comes in to tonight's game with a .267 batting average. He is a sophomore. No home runs, but 6 runs batted in. Aaron Brown ready, and his first pitch is a strike called on the inside corner. Reading that Haskin is one of those college players on the preseason watch for the Golden Spikes Award, which is awarded to the individual considered the best player in college baseball. Next one is in, and that's a called strike two. Haskin, Matthews, Minder in the bottom of the first for Tulane. Pitch on the way is looped to third, but a foul ball. Big bouncer that took a big high hop. A foul ball, however, and so the hitter comes back to the plate. The count stays at 2 strikes. By the way, just a note, we were using a field mic that, well, our booth is enclosed. We can't open the window, and so they have a field mic connection, but it's not working well tonight. So it might sound like I'm in an empty room. Here's a line drive base hit to left field. Pitch stayed up a little bit, and Haskin has a leadoff single in the bottom of the first inning. And really where I'm noticing it's quite bad is when the PA comes on. So it's going to sound really dead tonight. Although if you turn it up a little bit, you can get an idea. But I know what we'll do. We'll go ask the PA guy just if he'd take the night off. But anyway, runner at first base is Haskin. He's there with nobody out. And a ball outside to Grant Matthews. Matthews is the Tulane first baseman. He is a senior and starts the game at .379. Bats from the left side. Brown working from the stretch. A pitch outside and a little bit low. Ball two, no strikes. Outfield plays this left-hand hitter to pull the baseball. Got his left foot on the back edge of the batter's box, and then his right foot right on the home plate side. Takes inside, ball three, 3-0. Haskins, a two-strike single to start things in the bottom of the first inning. Matthews at the plate, a 3-0 pitch, and that's low for ball four. So a single and a walk put Tulane runners at first and second base with nobody out in the bottom of the first inning. And here's Trevor Minder. Third baseman is a junior, hitting .333. Has a home run, five runs batted in. Tulane trying to do something in the bottom of the first. A single and a walk have started the inning. Minder bunts out in front of the plate. Brown has it, throws to third, and DJ Wright takes it in, and the sacrifice is not successful. Brown did a really nice job getting off the pitching rubber and fired to DJ Wright at third and forced the base runner there. So the sacrifice doesn't work. It's a fielder's choice 1-5. Brown to Wright on the scoring. So Minder becomes the base runner at first, and Grant Matthews moves along to second base. The batter is Luke Glancy, and Glancy takes a strike at the knees. Glancy is a senior, one of three in their lineup. He has played in six games, but has only started a couple of them. Left-hand hitter. A one-strike count on this batter. Brown looks at second. Here's his pitch. Just a little bit low and outside. And a ball and a strike. Breeze picking up a little bit, according to the flag out in deep left center field, blowing from center towards first base. Been a breezy day here, generally speaking, but the temperature's up in the upper 60s earlier this afternoon. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, good fastball, and it makes it 1-2. Two on, one out. Tulane batting here in the bottom of the first inning. Cleanup hitter at the plate. Brown steps off the pitching rubbers. Time is called. Clancy has only been to the plate with 13 official at-bats. He waits for a 1-2 pitch. Aaron brings it in. Swing and a miss, and he got him on strikes. Good fastball again from Brown. Now there are two outs in the inning. Ethan Groff, the center fielder for Tulane, steps in. Runners at first and second. Matthews at second. Minder at first for Tulane. Right-hand hitter at the plate. Outfield shades him towards left field a little bit. Brown fastball at the knees. Gets it over for a strike. Groff, a .250 hitter. This is his ninth game and his fifth start. It's an all-turf field here in New Orleans. And with the rains that they get, that's a really good thing to have. Strike one, the count. Aaron delivers, fastballs inside. Not only the rains, but because it's basically on the, you know, New Orleans is on the Mississippi Delta, has very wet, saturated soil because of all the Gulf water and the Mississippi River. So it doesn't take much rain to puddle up here. Ball A ball and a strike, the 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. In fact, on a personal note, when I was doing the accounting work for a company that specialized in funeral homes, we learned that in New Orleans they don't bury people because of the very high water table. And I won't get into anything more than that, but so you have lots of mausoleums above ground here. Ball and two strikes with this hitter, two on and two out in the green wave first. Aaron's pitch backs him up a little bit. And two balls and two strikes. Aaron Brown starts this game. Peyton Wigginton slated for tomorrow. Justin Medlin scheduled to go on Sunday for this series. Tulane in white uniforms, green trim, the Blue Raiders in their black shirts and their pinstriped pants. Blue hats, 2-2 pitch, slowly hit to Lopez at short. He's going to have to hurry at first, and the throw gets away, and a run will score. The throw at first base got by as it was in the dirt. And a run comes in to make it 1-0. I assume that could be probably on the throw. E6. That would be Fausto's first error of the year. Runner moves to third, and runners at first and third. And a 1-0 Tulane lead. And because that would have been the third out, it is not an earned run. Inning continues now for David Bedgood, the designated hitter. Another one of several left-handers in the batting order for Tulane. Swing and a miss on a fastball, and that's strike one. Ball just wasn't hit too hard. Fausto with a little bit of a low throw. Hunter Sullivan not able to dig it out at first base. First and third, two down, one strike count on this hitter. Hit in the air, down the line and left. Over and in is Greg Bennett. Near the line now, he makes the catch to retire the side. Tulane gets a first inning run. It's a run on one hit. There was one error, and two runners are left on base. After an inning of play in New Orleans, it's the Tulane Green Wave 1, the MTSU Blue Raiders nothing. This is MTSU Baseball coming your way on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
What happens to your decision making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hear prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
New Orleans gets a two-out run in the bottom of the first and a 1-0 lead. Actually, for Tulane in New Orleans, and we go to the top of the second. The Blue Raiders will bat with Nate Sanders, Hunter Sullivan, and Greg Bennett coming to the plate. Nate bats from the left side, bats in the fourth position in the batting order, comes in at 207, a home run. He has driven in three runs, takes a pitch for a strike. Outfield playing him to pull the baseball. And the second baseman's back on the turf in the outfield by about two steps. One strike pitch, hit well to left, with a bead on it, though, is Glancy, and he makes the catch a couple of steps short of the warning track out by the scoreboard in left center field. Sanders goes the other way, hits it pretty well, but out. They were shading him a little bit in that direction, and that made it a less challenging play. Here's Hunter Sullivan getting the start at first base in this game. And batting in the number five position. Hunter with three hits in his six at-bats. Swing and a foul for strike one. 1-0 Tulane in the first inning, in the top of the second. Run coming in the bottom of the first. Pitch to Sullivan, a swing and a miss. And strike two with Hunter. Greg Bennett will hit next here in this inning. Outfield shades Hunter towards left center field. A lot of hitting room in the gap and right center down the line as well. Curveball, swing and a miss, and a strikeout. So for Althoff, that is his second strikeout. And Greg Bennett will bat. Greg out in left field again. He has seen a lot of action there in the early going. 227 average. He started seven of the Blue Raiders' first eight games. Now make it eight of the first nine. Takes a strike. Couple of outs here in the second. Nobody on base as the Blue Raiders hit against Tulane. Braden Althoff is the pitcher for the Green Wave. His pitch here, a fastball, stays up high, evens the count at a ball and a strike. Bennett with some extra base hits, couple of doubles and a triple among his five hits. Swing and a miss here on a change, a little bit out in front, and that's strike two for a 1-2 count now. So with Althoff pitching, I know I'm noticing that they're shading Blue Raider hitters to hit the other way. In this case, it didn't matter. Good breaking pitch, swing and a miss for a strike, and strike three. So the Blue Raiders have been retired in order in their first two innings of play. Althoff with his third strikeout. And so we will go to the bottom of the second inning. Tulane leads the Blue Raiders by a 1-0 score. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Our employees at Purity Dairy are proud to be true blue supporters of Middle Tennessee athletics and their student athletes. At Purity Dairy, we aim to be the most trusted source of wholesome, delicious dairy products for every occasion. We never forget how fortunate we are to be invited into your home, and we earn our place by holding ourselves to the highest standards. With over 100 products available in Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky, visit your local retailer for Purity milk, ice cream, and more.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSRadio.com and on our app.
Of Learfield IMG College, under the broadcasting rights granted by Middle Tennessee State University.
We got caught in the second. The Green Wave. Second baseman, number 3, Delaware team.
Learfield IMG College. Announcers are provided by Learfield IMG College and approved by the university.
2nd, Tulane bats against the Blue Raiders. Aaron Brown working against Jonathan Arteagues, and not a check swing, but it nipped his bat in a foul tip strike. Arteagues acted like he didn't know what happened. Sometimes I guess that just happens. In any case, it's a one strike count, and he lifts one in the air to right center field. That's going to find the gap and go to the warning track. Nate Sanders gets to it before it can get to the wall, but it is a leadoff double for Arteagues here to start the second inning. So it's Tulane's second base hit, and Arteagues at second with nobody out brings up Colin Burns, the shortstop. Tulane got a run in the first and a 1-0 lead. Burns hitting 160 in the early going on the season. Left-hand hitter faces the right-hand throwing Aaron Brown. Aaron on the pitching rubber, then he steps off for a moment, now looks in again to Mason Spears, making the call for the pitch behind the plate. Fastball as Burns shows bunt, spins him out of the way, and ball one. Leadoff double starts the Tulane second inning. Second inning in a row, they've had a runner at second base with nobody out. Single and a walk did it in the first. A bunt up the third baseline. Brown is going to have only the play at first and nails him on a nice throw. Credit Burns with a sacrifice. Brown to Sullivan on the out at first on the sack bunt. And it moves the runner to third with one out and brings up the catcher, Hayden Hastings. So thinking about alliteration, they have Hayden Hastings batting ninth, and then, of course, we're going to go to Hudson Haskin for the next hitter. Runner at third and one out. Pitch on the way, fastball outside, ball one. DJ Wright plays even with the bag at third base, and then everybody else is at normal depth all the way around. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to Hastings. Outside, ball two, and no strikes. Brown looks in, Hastings looks down to third to get a sign, so Aaron waiting and now ready to go. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, good fastball, and it makes it 2-1. They had their intra-city rivalry game a couple of nights ago here, lost to New Orleans. Got beat pretty good, I think, something like 10-1. Pitch down low and in. Ball three and strike one. Between every pitch, Hastings is stepping out looking at third. You wonder if they're thinking about a squeeze play. Hasn't shown any indication so far. That's outside and low in ball four. So it's a one-out walk and puts runners at first and third. And Hudson Haskin is the batter. He singled to start the bottom of the first inning, was forced at third on a sacrifice attempt. So one for one in this game. Got that base hit on a two-strike pitch. So Tulane runners at first and third now, and one out. Blue Raiders looking for an opportunity to get a double play. Fastball is a strike on the inside corner. Haskin looks down at third. Sending started with a double by Artigues. He was sacrificed to third, and now a walk puts runners at first and third with one out. 1-1 pitch popped up on the infield in foul territory. It is Mason Spears who makes the catch in foul territory about a third of the way up to the first baseline. The wind picked up just a little bit and blew that ball, made it a little more challenging, but Mason equal to the challenge, and that's the second out. So it's always interesting, you know, you go places and see if they have local things on the menus at various venues. And I noticed crayfish nachos and then jambalaya, which is not your normal ballpark fare. Swing and a miss on a fastball by Grant Matthews. Matthews walked in the first inning, scored a run. He's the first baseman for Tulane. Hits with runners at first and third and two outs. Pitch on the way to him, swing and a miss. Good fastball away, and it's an 0-2 count. Well, Aaron Brown is ready to go to work, and these Tulane hitters are stepping out after every pitch. We understand why they average over 3 hours a game now. Batter back in, Brown ready to go, and his two-strike pitch fouled away off to the left side. Tulane with a green wave. They changed their logo a few years ago, and it's like an angry green wave with a white cap for a hat. Used to be a T with a wave wrapping around it. 1-2 pitch. Hit down the line and left. I think, yeah, that's going to get out of play in foul territory. Not a lot of room, especially deep in the corners, foul territory in either right or left here. An interesting feature of this ballpark, too, is the fact that the bullpens are in the field of play, of course, in foul territory, down past first and third base. So after the foul ball, Matthews gets back in. He's waiting for another two-strike pitch. Aaron Reddy, a two-strike delivery. It's outside. Ball one and strike two. Matthews leads this team and runs batted in, and he has eight. Left-hand hitter up with runners on the corner. He's at the plate with a one ball, two strike count. Pitch to him, bounce to second. Lopez has it, steps in the bag, and that retires the side. Bouncing ball right at second base, Fausto Lopez makes the play, and that takes care of Tulane as Aaron Brown does a nice job of pitching around a leadoff double. So for Tulane in the bottom of the second, no runs on one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We've played two, go on to the third. Tulane has a 1-0 lead. This is the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Grannis & Associates PC is a certified public accountant firm located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Need assistance with your income tax preparation, planning, or bookkeeping services? Don't we all? We've got you and your business goals and objectives in mind. You and all your tax planning needs are in expert hands. We genuinely care about making life easier for our clients so you can spend more time doing what you love while we handle the rest. Call us at 615-895-1040 to start the conversation or visit Grannis & Associates PC, CPAs, at gcpas.com.
The Murfreesboro Post is Rutherford County's sports leader. No one covers high school sports like the Post. Now you can receive the Murfreesboro Post delivered by mail each week to your home for only $20 a year. Sign up at MurfreesboroPost.com and click subscribe, and we will get your delivery of the Murfreesboro Post started. That's MurfreesboroPost.com for delivery of the Murfreesboro Post.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Coming up on our post-game show, we'll be selecting our Built Ford Tough Player of the Game. It's presented by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com for all Ford makes and models. With Ford, you can go further. Mason Spears will bat here in the bottom, or in the top of the third. Swing and a bouncer foul at third. I guess that was wishful thinking, just liking to be, preferring to be in Murfreesboro and at home out at Reese Smith Jr. Field. But wishful thinking doesn't get you much, does it? Foul ball, strike one with Mason. Braden Althoff has retired six and fanned three. Right-hander working for Tulane. And a little bit low on the outside corner. Evens it up with Mason at a ball and a strike. Mason hitting 300, a couple of doubles and two runs batted in. Catcher bats from the right side, stands in with a 1-1 pitch coming and gets a strike on the inside corner. And with two strikes, as we started noticing in the bottom of the second inning, they start playing hitters to pull the other, go the other way. A lot of room in left center and down the line and left. Swing and a miss on a changeup. And so for Althoff, that is his fourth strikeout. And he has done a lot of things very impressively through seven hitters, changing speeds, pitches, and locations. When you do all of those things, you can be tough to hit, and he certainly has been to this point. A couple of sharp ground balls in the first, a line drive in the second inning, but also four strikeouts. Here's Brian Dillingham, first ball, swinging grounder sharply to second base, and the second baseman Antigues throws him out at first. So a couple of outs here with nobody on base in the top of the third. Brings up Cole Escher, Blue Raider right fielder, hitting in this situation in the top of the third. Two outs, nobody on. Blue Raiders down a run at 1-0. Cole with six hits, including a double, takes a pitch that scoots on through for ball one, 194 average. Like to get something going with two outs here in this third inning. Pitch to Escher, swing, and a foul back. Evens the count at 1-1. Have seats all the way down the line in right, most of the way in left field here. Bleachers in the outfield part of the park. Bouncer to first, deep behind the bag, the first baseman Matthews will take it himself, and that retires the side. Blue Raiders out in order in the third inning, middle of the third. Tulane has a 1-0 lead. This is Blue Raider baseball coming your way on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
We know everyone's fitness journey is different, which is why Gold's Gym offers such a wide range of fitness options on the latest fitness equipment. From machines and free weights to bar and hot yoga classes, the clubs of Gold's Gym Tennessee have something for everyone, including childcare. With two locations in Murfreesboro and one in Smyrna, Gold's Gym provides Rutherford County the best facilities at competitive prices. Drop in now for your $1 enrollment membership. See club for details.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
All right, bottom of the third, 1-0 Tulane as Aaron Brown back on the hill for the Blue Raiders.
Trevor Minder.
I want to remind Blue Raider fans that you can get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call, 615-867-1000, or visit leecompany.com. Trevor Minder is the batter, and he hits leading off the third, takes low for ball one. Minder reached on a fielder's choice in the first. He tried to sacrifice a runner to third, and the runner was thrown out at third. Drills this one to left. Greg Bennett going back, still going back, and it's over his head up against the base of the wall and left field, and that is a double. So Minder with a double. That's his third double of the year. And for the third inning in a row, Tulane has a runner at second with no outs. Second inning in a row that the leadoff hitter has started things with a double. So Minder at second base didn't miss a home run by much. It short hopped the base of the fence. Luke Glancy is the batter. He was out on strikes in the first inning. Left-hand hitter. Check swing, but not checked enough, and that's strike one. He's talking about local things in the press box or in the concession stands here. We had shrimp tacos in the press box today, and I feel terribly spoiled, I must confess. And not minding it, but just still feel spoiled. And they were very good, as you would imagine. Glancy shows bunt, takes a ball, 1-1. Runner at second base for Tulane here in the bottom of the third. Leadoff double. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He had a cut, and Brown fired it by him. Aaron Brown set, looks at his runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air into deep left center field. Nate Sanders going way over and back, makes the catch, but that's deep enough for the runner at second to tag and go to third. So Glancy gave that ball a good ride. Nice job of tracking it down a step short of the warning track in very, very deep left center field by Nate Sanders. So the runner is at third base with one out. Here is Ethan Groff, the center fielder. He reached on an error in the first inning with two outs. A run scored on that play. DJ Wright even with the bag at third. The infield normal depth everywhere. Brown a breaking ball and in for a strike. Outfield straight away for this right-hand hitter. Pitch to Groff is hit in the air into shallow center. Let's see what they do here. Sanders waiting, makes the catch. They send the runner, and here comes the throw, and not quite in time. an accurate throw, but good running by Mender and down the line in a hurry. And so a sacrifice fly makes it a 2-0 game in favor of Tulane. That's the first earned run that Aaron Brown has picked up this season. So a run in, two down, bases empty. David Bedgood, the designated hitter, is the batter. He has hit a fly ball to Greg Bennett in left in his only time up. Takes outside and ball one. 273 average at the start of the game. Pitch to him. Strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Have four umpires in this game. One pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball. 1-2. Blue Raiders trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Need to get the bats going against a tough right-hander in the top of the fourth. One-two pitch, swing and a foul. Bedgood has one home run in the year, a couple of runs batted in. He is a junior, stands in from the left side. Outfield straight away with two down, foul away again. Same area, a little bit higher and out of the stadium this time. The last one was against the screen. One and two with this hitter. Run in the inning. Nobody on base with two out. Swing and a miss. The ball in the dirt. Spears picks it up, fires to first to retire Bedgood and Delane in the third. Aaron Brown gets his second strikeout. Delane gets a run on a hit. There are no errors. Nobody is left on base. After three innings of play tonight, Delane leads the Blue Raiders by a 2-0 score. You're listening to MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Hey, Blue Raiders, thinking about buying a second home along the coast? I've got you covered. From Gulf Shores to Apalachicola, or maybe a condo cabin in the Smokies, I've got that covered too. Buying, selling, or auction here in Middle Tennessee? Not a problem either. Call on me, Richard Lewis, for all of your real estate dreams. Oh, by the way, I'm never too busy for any of your referrals. Exit Realty, Bob Lamb & Associates, 615-896-5656.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Well, the three-inning totals in this one, no runs, no hits, one error, nobody left for the Blue Raiders. They have not had a base runner yet. And for Tulane, it's two runs, three hits, no errors. And they've stranded four. 2-0 Tulane, Fausto Lopez, swing and a miss, and strike one. So Braden Althoff, the right-hand starter for Tulane, has retired the first nine he's faced with four strikeouts. Lopez swing and a miss, changeup, and he was just a little bit out in front. Strike two. Fausto starts today at 393. He has three doubles, couple of runs batted in. Has scored four times. Pitch to him, grounded slowly to short. And the play at first in time by a step. As Burns throws out Lopez. One shortstop retires another. One out in the top of the fourth inning. And the batter is Jonathan Ortiz. Looking at the wrong scoreboard. Sorry. Mark Engel, how about for the Blue Raiders? Mark, a ground out to third, his only time up. That was in the first inning. Hits with the bases empty and one out here in the top of the fourth. Engel takes a strike at the knees. We talked about Althoff's strikeout to walk ratio. So right now on the year, he's pitched 18 innings, struck out 30, and walked one. He does have a hit by pitch. Change up, swing, and a foul tip. And strike two. Yeah, to this point, certainly the most impressive pitcher the Blue Raiders have seen thus far. Swing and a foul at the plate, and it falls at the feet of the catcher. And just still two strikes. Engel at the plate, two strikes, pitch inside, almost hit him, one and two. On deck is DJ Wright. We mentioned Mark coming off an oblique injury, so Wednesday was his first start and first game. Gets the start here in the opener of the series in Tulane. One and two, pitch hit off his foot and rolls out in front of the plate, but a foul ball. And still one ball and two strikes. Remind you that tomorrow we'll be streaming, live stream only, but a 2 o'clock game, and we'll start that at 1:45. And back on GNS and the network on Sunday, 1 o'clock start with the 12:45 airtime. Swing and a miss, a good curveball, and a strikeout. Five strikeouts now for Althoff. DJ Wright is the batter. Blue Raider third baseman stepping in, hitting with two outs and nobody on base. Tulane got a run in the first, another one in the third for the 2-0 lead. DJ at 273. Hits one past the pitcher. The shortstop near second has it. Burns throws to first. DJ out by a step as he was hustling down the line. The Blue Raiders go in order for the fourth time in this game. And in the middle of the fourth inning, Tulane has a 2-0 lead. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. This is Tim Page with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates. Are you on the fence about selling your home? Feel overwhelmed at the thought of purchasing a new home? Well, it's time to get moving. For professional, personal, real estate services, give me a call today and put me to work for you. 615-896-5656, or you can reach me at exitmurfreesboro.com. Let's go Blue, and I'll see you at the game.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help strike out hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a home run.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Well, how would you like to be able to listen to the game while synced up on your TV in the comfort of your own home? You can do that. Go to SyncMyGame.com and find out how. And aside from the technical challenges that I would face, that just sounds like an awesome thing to be able to do. And it really opens up possibilities. Well, we're in the bottom of the fourth, Tulane up 2-0. They will send Jonathan Artigues to the plate. He takes down low for a ball. Artigues, a double in the second inning. Double leading off was at third with one out, but Aaron Brown able to get out of trouble in that inning. And faces Artigues leading off this inning, swing and a miss, 1-1. Outfield straight away for this right-hand hitter. After the double, he bumped his average up to 258. Pitch on the way is a little bit low for a ball. Well, Tulane, you know, at MTSU, there's the MT with lightning painted on the grass, and that's something that on the turf, actually, and teams do. Tulane, and then kind of borrowing from the Cardinals with the birds on the bat. Here's a foul out of play, but of course, instead of Cardinals, as since they're the green wave, I guess red Cardinals wouldn't work. They have Pelicans with green Tulane sweatshirts and green shoes. But it has its proper effect. Looks good. Foul ball, 2-2 count, 2-2 pitch, fouled again. Well, if you're looking ahead, don't forget Lipscomb comes in at home on Thursday at 3 o'clock. Also, don't forget to look out Blue Raider baseball season ticket options that are available. They are exceptionally good, great value, and gives you a chance to get to a lot of games. The one I like is the one we have, you know, the section 203 right behind home plate below the press box. Seats for $50. You get a family of four and general admission seats for, I think, $65 for the entire season. Here's a hot smash to Lopez. It's short. Fausto has it. Throws to first. Dug out by Hunter Sullivan. And the leadoff man is retired for Tulane here in the fourth. First time that the Tulane leadoff hitter has not reached. So one out, and the batter is Colin Burns. Burns, his last time, or only time up, sacrifice bunt and moved a runner from second to third. It ended up not scoring a run. Shortstop at the plate and takes a strike. One out, bases empty, bottom of the fourth. No runs, no hits for the Blue Raiders. Two runs, three hits for Tulane. One strike pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Aaron Brown. Right-hander gets the baseball as the hitter steps back in. A strike two pitch sails high and outside. Ball one and strike two. Up next will be Hayden Hastings, the catcher. Burns with a 1-2 pitch coming outside for ball two. 2-2. Outfield not deep for this left-hand hitter. Takes outside, and it is 3-2. Burns playing in his ninth game, has started eight of them. Comes in hitting 160. Still is after the sacrifice bunt. Swing and a foul, keeps the count at full at 3-2. Well, night baseball under the lights for this game, but day baseball tomorrow and Sunday. Pitch fouled away again. She's been up there and seen six pitches. I say my math isn't good. He's seen seven. They told me when I quit doing accounting I could quit having to do math, but they were wrong. Full count pitch again, and a little bit high for ball four. So Burns with a walk, a one-out walk.
Batting, catcher number 13, Hayden Hastings.
Brings up the catcher, Hayden Hastings. Hastings got a walk in the second inning. He is a left-hand hitter. Junior at the plate. One on, one out. Fouled away to the left side. Tulane got a run in the first. A single and a walk started the inning. And a two-out throwing error charged to Lopez got the run in. Then in the third, another run. Inning started with the Trevor Minder double. He advanced to third on a fly ball and then scored on another fly ball, sacrifice fly. A strike one pitch is a ball, low and outside, one and one. Tulane plays in the American Conference, but of course for a very long time they were in Conference USA. Pitch with the runner going, swing and a miss, throw to second base. Lopez applies the tag, a bullet from Mason Spears to Lopez, and Burns is out stealing. And that was extremely well done on both ends. And the nice thing, Fausto didn't, like, reach out. Sometimes players do this. Instead of letting the guy tag himself out, they'll reach out and they'll slide around the tag. You see it a lot. He didn't do that, and he had a really, really strong, accurate throw from Mason Spears to work with. Ball comebacker to the mound. Aaron Brown's got it. Underhands to Sullivan, and Matt retires the side. For Tulane in the fourth, no runs or hits, a walk, but a runner caught stealing, and so nobody left on base. We've played four tonight here in New Orleans. Go to the fifth with Tulane still leading the Blue Raiders by a 2-0 score.
March 2nd at Abramby Fulton Arena in the Devil Fieldhouse.
Grannis & Associates PC is a certified public accountant firm located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Need assistance with your income tax preparation, planning, or bookkeeping services? Don't we all? We've got you and your business goals and objectives in mind. You and all your tax planning needs are in expert hands. We genuinely care about making life easier for our clients so you can spend more time doing what you love while we handle the rest. Call us at 615-895-1040 to start the conversation or visit Grannis & Associates PC, CPAs at GCPA.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from the Murphy Center at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com. That's mtsugear.com.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Well, the Blue Raiders would like to get the bats going against Braden Althoff. He has retired all 12 he's faced and fanned five. Closest the Blue Raiders have had to a hit was Nate Sanders back in the second inning leading off when he lined to center. So Sanders, Sullivan, and Bennett hit for the Blue Raiders here in the top of the fifth. 2-0 Tulane coming into this inning. Pitch to Sanders, high and outside, ball one and no strikes. Light breeze coming in from center field, blowing towards first base. Good curveball, swing and a miss. Strike one, a ball and a strike. Much warmer this evening than it was in Tuscaloosa on Wednesday. Everybody pretty comfortably dressed. Here's a high, towering pop fly in foul territory by the Blue Raider dugout on the first base side. And it's just back off the top of the, actually the screen going down to the Blue Raider dugout. The wind picking up, and I think it helped that one a little bit because it certainly seemed like the first baseman Matthews had a bead on it coming over from his position. But that gets Nate Sanders back at the plate with a one ball, two strike count. Outfield shading him to left center field with two strikes. Pitches low and inside. 2-2. A 2-2 pitch with Sanders leading off. There's a hot smash to second, a diving play, and a nice play by the second baseman and Teagues. I thought we had our first base runner, first hit of the game, and instead a really splendid play by the Tulane second baseman to take it away. That was, he moved very quickly to his left, and a good quick step or two and allowed him to dive and come up with the baseball, and then he got it quickly to the first baseman to get Nate. So Sanders is robbed of a base hit, and the Blue Raiders still looking for that first hit. Hunter Sullivan steps in. Pitch on the way to Sullivan, a swing and a foul. That play by Spears to get the runner at second. I didn't emphasize this much on the call, I realized, but the batter actually swung at a high pitch and almost, he didn't interfere because he didn't get in the way, but that certainly made it a very, very challenging extra challenge for Spears, but Mason able to handle that without a problem. That was a nice play there. And then we have the really outstanding play in the Blue Raider fifth inning by the Tulane second baseman. Sullivan takes, and a pitch is outside. So it's 2-1 with Hunter. Hunter starting at first base tonight. Left-hand hitter. Pitch to Sullivan, a swing and a foul at the plate, 2-2. He had a good rip at that. And you're hoping that second time through the order, the Blue Raiders will make some adjustments, be able to get some guys on base and get them in. 2-0 here at the moment. Pitch is down low. And 3 balls and 2 strikes. That's the first time in the game that Althoff has gone to a 3-ball count at any stage in the count. Sullivan waiting for a full count pitch. Ripped on one hop, but right at second base. And Antigues, that one was easy. Hunter did a good job hitting the ball hard, but out as it went right to the Tulane second baseman. So a couple of hard outs and bases empty in the top of the fifth inning for Greg Bennett. Greg 0 for 1. Right-hand hitter stands in. So Althoff has retired 14 in a row to start the game for Tulane. Pitch to Greg Bennett outside and low. 1-0. Well, I've never been at or called a perfect game. I sure don't want to see it happen tonight. Wrong guys pitching. Wrong team. Bennett takes a strike, and 1-1 with Greg. Nate Sanders robbed of a base hit on a great play at second, and then Hunter Sullivan hitting the ball hard but right at the second baseman have retired the first two Blue Raiders in this fifth inning. One-one, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and away. And 1-2. Two nothing Tulane. Let's see what happens. A pitch. He didn't check his swing and strike three. Bennett tried to hold up on a good breaking ball, but Greg not able to do that, and so a strikeout, six in the game. As for the fifth inning in a row, the Blue Raiders are retired in order. Took some good defense for it to happen here in this fifth inning, however. Middle of the fifth, Tulane leads the Blue Raiders by a 2-0 score. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
We know everyone's fitness journey is different, which is why Gold's Gym offers such a wide range of fitness options on the latest fitness equipment. From machines and free weights to bar and hot yoga classes, the clubs of Gold's Gym Tennessee have something for everyone, including childcare. With two locations in Murfreesboro and one in Smyrna, Gold's Gym provides Rutherford County the best facilities at competitive prices. Drop in now for your $1 enrollment membership. See club for details.
The Murfreesboro Post is Rutherford County's sports leader. No one covers high school sports like the Post. Now you can receive the Murfreesboro Post delivered by mail each week to your home for only $20 a year. Sign up at MurfreesboroPost.com and click subscribe, and we will get your delivery of the Murfreesboro Post started. That's MurfreesboroPost.com for delivery of the Murfreesboro Post.
Hear prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
All right, bottom of the fifth, Tulane will come to the plate, leading 2-0. And for the Green Wave, we go to the top of the order, and the leadoff man, Hudson Haskin. He has a single in two at-bats. Be the 1-2 and 3 hitters to face Aaron Brown in the bottom of the fifth. Tulane an unearned run in the first, another in the third. There's a high drive, but very, very foul. That thing went a long way, but foul by about 100 feet. Low inside breaking ball, and he was way out in front, as you would guess from something that was that foul. So just a very long, loud strike. This one is lifted high in the air in fair territory. The shortstop, Lopez, on the outfield grass, makes the catch to retire Haskin. Well, that ball had some altitude. So did the other one. It had distance. This one did. So the pop foul, pop fly, followed, preceded rather, by the foul ball, and the leadoff hitter is retired in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Grant Matthews. He's walked and scored. It's also hit into a force play at second base on a ground ball to the shortstop. Lifts this one down the line and left. That is going to drop into the bullpen area. Perfectly placed. Lopez and Bennett going a long way. Ball didn't quite have the altitude it needed to have to be caught. So a strike, and Matthews gets back to the plate. Peyton Wigginton will start tomorrow's game. Be on the air at live streaming tomorrow at 1:45, 2 o'clock start time. Temperature is supposed to be in the 70s tomorrow, low 70s tomorrow, and on Sunday. Matthews back in, and pitch up high, and I'm thinking about pictures my wife sent to me from Murfreesboro this morning and descriptions of Murfreesboro weather, and I feel very guilty about talking about sunny and 70 degrees, so sorry. We'll have that soon enough. Swing and a foul. One ball and two strikes. Well, tomorrow is one of the unique days that we have every 4 years, but it's February 29th. So hope you'll be able to do something special on that one. and maybe recall February 29th in previous years. Pitch outside, and 2-2 with this hitter. One out, bases empty in the Green Wave fifth inning. Ball lifted foul and out of play. Boy, they're losing some baseballs here. Thinking of foul balls, you know, Blue Raiders have the policy if they turn one, kids turn one in, they get a prize. And I was sitting in a group of Missouri State people on the Sunday game of the Dirt Classic, and their kids were loving that. Swing and a foul, and so still 2-2 with Matthews. Matthews hitting .367. Left-hand hitting first baseman stands in. He will get another two-ball, two-strike pitch. Here it is, and he checked his swing. The pitch was in the dirt. They asked for an appeal at third, and no swing, and so 3-2. Aaron Brown working for the Blue Raiders. Right-hander's full count pitch. Hit in the ground to Dillingham at second. Short hops it. Fires over to Hunter Sullivan at first. Nice pick on a tough hop for Dillingham. Two down in the fifth. And for Tulane, that'll bring up Trevor Minder, their third baseman. Minder reached on a fielder's choice. Sacrifice bunt attempt, but the runner was forced, and then started the third with a double and scored on a sacrifice fly. Junior from Springfield, Illinois, takes up high, and ball one. Tulane has kids from all around. Several different states. A strike called on a 1-0 pitch evens the count at 1-1. So a pop fly and a ground ball have retired the first two Tulane batters here in the bottom of the fifth. Minder batting, 1-1 pitch, swinging a foul back, 1-2. Next weekend, the Blue Raiders will be playing Coastal Carolina. They're just outside of Myrtle Beach. And a three-game series that starts on Friday. Coastal won the College World Series back in 2016. Here's a hard ground ball to third. DJ Wright from way behind the bag guns it across. And they say that Hunter Sullivan was pulled off the bag on the throw.
Batting left over 28,
you know, from the angle up here, that I couldn't tell that, but certainly I don't see any surprise on the part of the Blue Raiders. And so the error will put the runner on at first with two outs and keep the inning going for Luke Glancy. Glancy, a strikeout and a fly ball. His fly ball back in the third inning advanced a runner from second to third as it was to deep left center field and helped set up the Tulane third inning run. Time is called as Blue Raider pitching coach Kyle Bunn goes out to talk to Aaron Brown. Mason Spears joins in on the conversation. Two nothing Tulane in the fifth, and of course the, you know, there's that admonition you don't talk about no hitters when it's your team, but the nice thing is you can when it's the other team. And of course everybody realizes that whether you say somebody has a no hitter or not has absolutely nothing to do with giving up a hit. And I've read stories about pitchers who were, you know, sometimes not aware, but usually, you know, everybody would stay away from them in the dugout, and then other pitchers who would talk about it when they're sitting on the bench just chirping away. It's one of those weird ways that we think sometimes. So Glancy's the batter with two outs, takes a pitch outside, ball one. Two-out base runner is Minder here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Left-hand hitter at the plate, swing and a miss on a good fastball, and it's one and one. Blue Raiders playing their ninth game of the year, looking for their fourth win. Going to have to come from behind here tonight to get that done. Throw to first. Pretty good move. The runner gets back in. Minder has stolen a couple of bases. He's also been caught stealing once. Another throw to first. A ball and a strike on this hitter. Glancy reaches. Ethan Groth, the center fielder, is on deck. Minder a short lead at first. He's drawn a couple of throws. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Lifted high down the line in left. It is in foul territory and will just get out of play by about 3 feet. That one had the altitude that both Bennett and Lopez were there, almost the same spot in the bullpen area around where the pitching mound is. But that one got about 2 feet over the fence, and the fence is 8 feet tall with a 2.5-foot railing in front of that. So it's 1-2 on this hitter. Minder a little bit bigger lead at first this time. Gets a throw close, but safe. First time that Aaron Brown has done much work throwing over towards first. And he is showing a good move in that direction. Throws again. One ball and two strikes. Runner at first base gets a lead. Here's the pitch, swing and a foul. So still 1-2. Two teams playing for only the third series in their respective histories, 1975, 2014, and now here in 2020. Another throw to first. So the count holding at a ball and two strikes on this hitter. Pitch, runner doesn't go, the pitch in the dirt. And evens the count at two balls and two strikes. A runner at first, two balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-0 Tulane in the fifth. Outfield shading Glancy just a couple of steps to hit the other way. He waits 2-2. The pitch outside, ball three and strike two. And so the runner at first will be going now. Full count with two outs and a runner at first base. Hunter Sullivan not playing, holding the bag, holding the runner in the bag, just a little bit behind him right now. Full count and a 3-2 pitch with the runner going, swing and a foul. So we'll do it again. It's one of the unique things about baseball is the 3-2 foul ball. We'll get another full count delivery. Bender, the runner at first, goes, and ball four.
That walk brought to you by Turner's Tavern.
So the inning continues, so with two outs, an error, and a walk. Let's go ahead and take time for station identification while we wait for the next hitter. You're listening to Blue Raider Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
The flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Conference USA champs! Raiders win the championship!
News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Two on, two outs. Inning continues, and Ethan Goff takes high for a ball. Goff an RBI on a sacrifice fly. That was in the third inning. Reached on an error in the first inning. First pitch of ball to him here. And time is called. Mason Spears walks slowly to the mound. And the Blue Raiders have some action in the bullpen. I don't have John Calla with his binoculars here, so I borrowed my wife's bird binoculars. And Bryson Thomas is warming up in the Blue Raider bullpen, which would be his first appearance of the year. And is one reason why he is not in the lineup tonight is because, you know, Bryson is a pitcher but had arm issues last year and didn't get a pitch. So it'll be interesting to see if we see him here tonight. And he's certainly getting ready. Not coming in right now, however, as Mason gets back behind the plate. And with a 1-0 count, Aaron Brown gets ready to work to Ethan Groff. Pitch, swing and a foul. If it weren't for the screen, that would have been sort of in the vicinity of the broadcast booth, but it's a glass enclosed. We can't open the window. So assuming it is strong enough to hold, we'd have been okay. One ball, one strike, two on, two out. A 1-1 pitch popped up on the infield. It is going to be the third baseman, DJ Wright, coming in about halfway towards home to make the catch. Tulane leaves two in the fifth. No runs or hits. There was an error, and two runners are left on base. So we have played five and go on to the sixth. Tulane still leads the Blue Raiders by a 2-0 score. You're listening to MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Mason Spears bats for the Blue Raiders in the sixth. Blue Raiders through five innings, still looking for that first base runner. Mason out on strikes in his only time up, has thrown a runner out stealing in this game. He leads off the sixth. First ball swinging and rips it foul at third base. Foul by 2 or 3 feet. But hit very hard, a strike. Spears, Dillingham, and Escher in the Blue Raiders' sixth inning. One strike pitch, swing and a miss, changed up on him. Strike two. It's one of the things that one of several things that Althoff has done that's very impressive is just how well he has changed speeds. Two strikes, tap slowly to short. Burns has got it to throw to first. Oh, high, and Spears is safe. Hits the stands and comes back on the field of play. And there's no way that's going to be the game's first hit. And it would have been, had it been in time, he would have been out by about a step. Mason gets down the line very well. I'm tempted to say for a catcher, but he gets down the line very well regardless of what position he plays. He's a fast base runner. Noticed that a couple of other times earlier this season. So that relieves me greatly. I'm not going to see a perfect game pitched by the opposition. Trust me, as much as I'd like to see a perfect game, that's not the one I want to see. And if that's the one I've got to see, I'd rather not see one at all. So at least I got my wish on that. An error, and the Blue Raiders have the leadoff man on base here in the sixth. Outfield straight away for Brian Dillingham. He bunted a pitch foul on the first one, strike one. Brian, a ground ball hit to second base. That was in the third, 0 for 1. Infield looking for a bunt with the third baseman in. The bunt goes to the first base side. The pitcher gets to it, does a nice job of fielding it, and shuffles underhanded to get Dillingham. So a sacrifice, 1-3 on the second base is Mason Spears. And here's Cole Escher. He's grounded out his only time up. That was to first base in the third. So a runner at second for the Blue Raiders. Mason, their first base runner of the game, and so he's at second base with one out. Pitch down low and away, and 1-0. A 1-0 pitch to Escher, swing and a miss, good fastball, and 1-1. Outfield straight away at the moment for this right-hand hitter. We noticed when they get two strikes on a Blue Raiders hitter, they'll tend to play them the other way towards the opposite field. One pitch down low, ball two and strike one. We talked about that Althoff has only walked one batter this year through now 20 innings, 20 and a third. He's had only one three-ball count in this game. A 2-1 pitch, hit him. The nipped Escher on the inside arm and on the hand. And wait a minute, now they're saying it was a foul tip. Okay. Umpire was making a signal that I interpreted to be he was hit by a pitch, and the umpire meant it to say, no, it was a foul tip. And Cole thought the same thing I did because he started up first baseline. So now it's 2-2. Check swing. The pitch was outside, and he did hold up. It's pretty identical to one by D.J. Wright in the first inning where the hitter barely flinches. And D.J. was rung up by the first base umpire. incorrectly from my point of view, but about the same play here, and Cole did hold up, and so it's 3-2 with him now. Runner at second with one out. Mason Spears, the base runner. And a strike call. Strike three call. Seventh strikeout for Althoff. And there are two outs in the inning. Top of the order in Fausto Lopez. Fausto has grounded to short twice. Blue Raiders with their first base runner. Mason Spears reached on a throwing error to start the inning. He's at second with two outs. Fausto, the hitter, and he takes a strike. Blue Raiders looking for that first hit. It would give them a chance to get their first run. Strike one pitch, fouled away. Strike two. Talked about Peyton Wigginton pitching tomorrow, and then we'll see Justin Medlin coming back with the game on Sunday. Games two and three of this series. So two strikes with Fausto Lopez. He waits for a two-strike pitch that's on the way, and a swing and a miss. And that is now eight strikeouts for Althoff. For the Blue Raiders, end of the sixth, no runs or hits, an error and one left on base. Middle of the sixth inning, Tulane has a 2-0 lead over MTSU. And you're listening to MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at GetSTHealthCare.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Hear prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Tulane leading the Blue Raiders 2-0. And a new pitcher for the Blue Raiders, it is right-hander Bryson Thomas, who makes his first appearance of the season pitching. Bryson started as a pitcher and also a defensive player, first baseman, back as a freshman, pitched in four games as a freshman, had arm injury that kept him out of all but one game last year, so he has had very limited innings pitched in his 2 years with the Blue Raiders. This is his first appearance of this season. And so he will come in and relief of Aaron Brown, who pitches another very, very solid baseball game. He is quite effective and very impressive when he's out there. Aaron, in this game, five innings, two runs, one earned, three hits. He walked four and struck out two. He was in trouble in really all but the fourth inning and allowed just the two runs, and one of those came on a two-out error. Here's a high towering drive into shallow left center field. Coming over and in is Nate Sanders. He's there to pull it in, and Bryson Thomas gets the first man he faces.
Now batting, number three.
David Bedgood, the designated hitter, on a fly ball to center. Here's Jonathan Antigues. He has a double in two at-bats, and probably his most significant contribution is a really spectacular play he made on a ball hit by Nate Sanders that was ticketed for right field, but Antigues had other ideas and made the really fine diving stop of the grounder and then threw him out at first. Takes a fastball, and it's a strike. Two nothing Tulane in the bottom of the sixth inning. Leadoff man retired for the Green Wave. Saw a sign. Here's a strike to make it 0-2. It said Roll Wave coming in by their athletic facilities. And it's really one of those things I think about as I analyze it. It's not what I'm used to hearing when I hear roll, something to do with water. A two strike pitch, just a little bit inside, 1-2. One out, nobody on, Tulane sixth inning. Green Wave up 2-0 over the Blue Raiders. Bryson Thomas on in relief. Fastball missed outside. 2-2. Bryson as a hitter this year, off to a very good start, hitting .318. His first action on the hill, a 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul. Sent back to the backstop, keeps it at 2-2. With one out, Antigues is the batter. Colin Burns, the shortstop, will hit next. Tulane single runs in the first and third. The Blue Raiders getting only one base runner through sixth. That was on a two-out error, or on an error, leadoff error in the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth now, one out. Thomas with a 2-2 pitch, foul ball again. Blue Raiders have six players that can pitch and play positions. We'll see one of those on Sunday, Justin Medlin from the pitching side. A 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. The other player we're talking about, Drew Vaden, Luke Vinson, Peyton Wigginton, as we know from last year, David Zaz, Daniel Freeman. So, a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Bryson Thomas gets a strikeout, and there's two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning with the bases empty for Tulane, and it brings up the shortstop, Colin Burns. Burns, no official at-bats. He's had two plate appearances, a sacrifice bunt and a walk. He was caught stealing after that walk in the fourth inning. Fastball, strike called. Burns, sophomore shortstop for the Green Wave. They have a lot of guys at bat left. See what they do tomorrow when Wigginton is here. And I say that not what the hitters will do, but what Tulane will do as far as their lineup is concerned. Bryson Thomas working here in the sixth. He's ahead of this hitter, two strikes. Right-hander's pitch, curveball stays outside, makes it 1-2. Five of the nine hitters in the Green Wave batting order tonight hitting left. 1-2 pitch, strike three, called in the outside corner. Bryson Thomas has got to feel pretty good about his first inning of work this year. He strikes out two, retires the side in order. So he played six here tonight. And at the end of six, Delane still leads the Blue Raiders by a score of 2-0. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hit a grand slam with Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect triple play with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So step up to the play with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Grannis & Associates PC is a certified public accountant firm located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Need assistance with your income tax preparation, planning, or bookkeeping services? Don't we all? We've got you and your business goals and objectives in mind. You and all your tax planning needs are in expert hands. We genuinely care about making life easier for our clients so you can spend more time doing what you love while we handle the rest. Call us at 615-895-1040 to start the conversation or visit Grannis & Associates PC, CPAs, at gcpas.com.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Well, we're in the top of the seventh inning, and the Blue Raiders trailing by a 2-0 score here at Tulane. For the Blue Raiders, it's no runs, no hits, two errors, and one left on base. And for Tulane, it's two runs, only three hits. They've made an error and have stranded six. And something I just picked up is that Tulane has a new pitcher here in the top of the seventh inning. So Braden Althoff leaves, and I will just be very honest with you. No matter who they bring in, I just don't see that he could pitch much better than Althoff did. He was incredibly impressive. Six innings, no runs or hits. Only base runner reached against him reached on an error. He did have a great defensive play to take a hit away from Nate Sanders. He didn't walk anybody, and he struck out eight. So on the year now, this right-hander for Tulane has pitched 21 innings. And in 21 innings, he struck out 34, has walked one and hit one. That's pretty impressive. So the new pitcher for Tulane is a right-hander, a junior, Clifton Slagle. So Slagle on, and he will face Mark Engel starting the seventh inning. First pitch, a strike at the knees. Mark in this game, a ground out and a strikeout. He starts things for the Blue Raiders in the seventh. Pitch on the way is a strike called. Slagle has appeared in one game. Three games. He started one, pitched a total of seven and a third innings, but has not allowed any runs on only three hits. He struck out 10 and walked two, so those are pretty good numbers too, aren't they? He's outside with an 0-2 pitch, 1-2. Engel, Wright, and Sanders for the Blue Raiders in the top of the seventh, who trail 2-0, still looking for that first base hit. A ball and two strikes as Engel waits. One, two pitch, smashed foul towards the Blue Raider dugout. Man, everybody's okay, and the reason I know is because nobody's acting concerned about anything, but I don't know how that didn't pick somebody off. Good quick reflexes over there. Here's another 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Well, we saw this with Althoff pitching, and then we see it with now Slagle, is when Green Wave pitchers get two strikes, the outfield starts shading Blue Raiders hitters to go the other way. Which tells you they're wanting to pitch them that way. Here's a high bouncer to first. Behind the bag and going to the pitcher covering is the first baseman Matthews, and Engel is retired. Ball took a big bounce, and then it skipped to Matthews, who had to actually back up about half a step. Was almost to the back edge of the infield, but threw to the pitcher covering to get Engel to start the seventh inning. So with one out, bases empty, that brings up DJ Wright. DJ, a strikeout and a ground out. Blue Raider third baseman wanting to get something started in the seventh with one out. Pitch sails high for a ball. Tulane has a left-hander warming up in the bullpen. So they might be on that one inning per reliever for the seventh, eighth, and ninth. Ball two to right is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Well, the nice thing is Aaron Brown really battled through his five innings of work. He was in trouble and battled out of situations, gave up two runs, but came within an eyelash of giving up none. 2-0 pitch to this hitter, a little bit low, and DJ's up there. Three balls and no strikes. A two-out error got Tulane's first run home. The second run scored in the third on a sacrifice fly, and the runner was safe on a close play at the plate. 3-0, DJ takes it, looks at a strike, 3-1. It's one of those, if sometimes you like to give the green light, 3-0, and when you're looking for that first hit and trailing by a couple of runs, sometimes it's just better to take the chance and hope you can hop on one with the count 3-1, and that's the situation here. 3-1 pitch. That's a strike, and it's 3-2. So the count goes full on the Blue Raider third baseman. One out in the inning. Bases empty. Nate Sanders waiting to follow right here in this inning. Full count pitch. And a called strike three. So nice job of pitching by Slagle, who was 3-0 and comes back to get three called strikes and get the strikeout. So two outs in the seventh inning. Here's Nate Sanders. He has hit a line drive to left and then hit a smash towards right field that I was ready to call a base hit. But the second baseman, Antigues, dove, came up with it, and got him at first to preserve the no-hitter. And it's still intact with two outs in the top of the seventh. Ball one to Nate is outside. One-oh pitch. A strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Two outs, bases empty here in the seventh inning for the Blue Raiders. Ground out and a strikeout have retired the first two hitters. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, first baseman has it, throws to the pitcher covering and out by a step at first. So three up, three down go the Blue Raiders in the seventh inning. And seventh inning stretch time here tonight in New Orleans finds Tulane leading the Blue Raiders by a score of 2-0. This is MTSU Baseball coming your way on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Las Casas Drugs is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics, located at 4702 Las Casas Pike, just minutes from Murfreesboro. Las Casas Drugs strives to provide all of your pharmaceutical needs in that hometown atmosphere you deserve. Family-owned and operated, Las Casas Drugs offers free delivery, immunizations, drive-through window, gift shop, merchandise, and medication management programs. Come by and see how we can make a difference. And go Blue Raiders!
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help strike out hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a home run.
That's what I said, bunny bread.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
It's 2-0 Tulane. Tulane bats in the bottom of the seventh inning with the catcher Hayden Hastings leading off. Hastings takes and Bryson Thomas is over in the outside corner with a strike. Aaron Brown, five innings for the Blue Raiders. Bryson Thomas pitched the sixth. The right-hander works here in the seventh. He's one strike with the leadoff hitter. Here's his pitch. Strike called on the outside corner and strike two. Hastings walked in the second. Tapped back to the pitcher in the fourth. So 0 for 1 officially. One of five left-hand hitters in the Green Wave lineup tonight. Thomas delivers a fastball and strike three called. Bryson has now fanned three.
Bang. Right fielder, number 11.
So the leadoff man is gone. And we go to the top of the order and Hudson Haskin. Hayden Hastings followed by Hudson Haskin. Haskin is the right fielder, a single in three at-bats. 273 batting average for this hitter. He's a sophomore, backs away. The pitch is inside, ball one. Bryson works with a 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul back. Haskin, a 273 batting or average. No homers, but he's driven in six runs. Two of his nine hits have been doubles. 1-1 pitch. Strike called. Good breaking ball as Bryson gets ahead of him. One and two. Leadoff man retired on strikes here in the Green Wave seventh inning. Batter at the plate, Haskin, a 1-2 pitch, bounces in front. Evens the count at 2-2. Outfield straightaway for this right-hand hitter. Blue Raiders wanting to keep the game where it is. Have some eighth and ninth innings scoring. Fastball inside. 3-2. So full count pitch from Thomas. Hammered to third but foul. Darn, because D.J. Wright made a really good play deep behind the bag at third and then fired a one-hop strike to Hunter Sullivan at first. But it was a foul ball by about a foot or so. It didn't go over the bag fair like it would have needed to have done, since it did hit fair territory before third base. And you like what Wright did there. He, even though the umpire was right there, he completed the throw. I don't know if the umpire said loud enough or not, but your mindset needs to be what DJ's was. I'm going to make the play, let the umpire take care of it. Here's a smash and a base hit in to right field. Opposite field hitting by Haskin. And he has his second hit of the game. And it's the fourth for Tulane. As you might guess, with four hits to no hits, the pitching's been pretty good to this point tonight. Actually, the pitching has been really very, very good. So here's Grant Matthews, the first baseman. Matthews, left-hand hitter, stands in, gets a strike on the outside corner. He has walked and grounded out twice. Walked and scored in the first inning. Haskin, the runner at first base with one out. Matthews tried to check his swing and didn't. Pitch also probably was a strike in any case. And it's strike two. Looking to the Blue Raider eighth inning. Hunter Sullivan will lead that off. Got a couple outs to get here first. And there's one of them. Change up, and Thomas gets a strikeout. For Bryson, that's now four strikeouts. And two outs in the inning. The runner at first base for the third baseman, Trevor Minder. He has bunted into an out on a sack attempt, doubled and scored, reached on an error. So the runner at first, two down here in the top of the seventh inning. Swing. Ball comes back in this direction. And strike one. Had been a little bit of a breeze coming in from center field. Right now, no evidence of that. Temperature was 63 degrees at game time a couple hours ago. Pitch on the way, just on the inside corner. Just a late call by the home plate umpire. About to say just a little bit low, apparently, and apparently not. Two strikes on this hitter. Bryson Thomas, touched for a one-out single, is ahead of this hitter with two strikes and a runner at first and two outs. Throw to first on a pickoff play. It's reading that they're tinkering with the rules on pickoffs. Won't really affect right-handers, but left-handers it quite a bit. And if you're never supposed to start a story with two outs, and I just did it, didn't I? Oh, throw to first on a pickoff, and he just got back in. The new rule is that the pitcher will have to step off the pitching rubber before throwing to first. And probably, and think about Andy Pettit, who had that great leg kick and kind of almost a balk and then would go to first while starting a windup or from the stretch position. And that's really what that will eliminate. But Andy's retired, so he doesn't really mind that much. Here's a pop foul by the first base dugout, and Sullivan not able to get under it. And so the pop foul falls. And it is still strike two on that hitter. Hunter might have run under that just a little bit. The ball had a lot of altitude. So back to first is Haskin. Back to the plate is Minder. And the count stays at two strikes. Runner at first, two outs, and two strikes on this hitter. 2-0 Tulane in the bottom of the seventh. Bryson Thomas delivers, and a pitch drifted just a little bit outside. Ball one, and I think what happened was Spears was set up inside, and the pitch went to the outside. That was pretty close to being a strike. But when your catcher has to move when he's set up one way, that makes it a little more challenging for the umpire. So 1-2. A 1-2 pitch. And it's inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With one out in this inning, Haskin got a base hit, and with two outs, the batter is Trevor Minder. He's at the plate with a 2-2 count, and the pitch, a swing and a miss, and now Thomas, Bryson Thomas, has 5 strikeouts, and 3 of them have come here in the 7th inning. No runs on 1 hit, 1 left for Tulane, and we'll go to the 8th, where we were at the end of 3. That means it's still Tulane 2, and the Blue Raiders nothing. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hit a grand slam with Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect triple play with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So step up to the play with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 6 and Saturdays 10 to 4, Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from the Murphy Center at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com. That's mtsugear.com.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Well, let's see what we can do here in the top of the 8th inning. Blue Raiders trail 2-0. They've been shut out and no hit through 7 innings. A sterling play by the Tulane second baseman, Jonathan Antigues, robbed Nate Sanders of what would have been a base hit. The only base runner the Blue Raiders have had has reached on an error. So from the pitching side of the ledger for Tulane tonight, they have been flawless. Here's Hunter Sullivan playing at first base tonight. Takes low for ball one. Hunter 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Hit his ball very sharply, but that one was right at the second baseman following the play made on Sanders' ball, the batter before. 1-0, swing and a miss. He just missed the pitch because he had it timed very well. Breaking ball that had just enough movement. And so strike one with Hunter. Left-hand hitter batting in the top of the 8th inning. 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. So the outfield, as they've done all night, the 2 strikes shifts towards left center field with the left-hander at the plate. The pitch to Sullivan, swing and a miss.
It's strikeout number two
for Slagle, and 10 in the game for Green Wave pitching. Leadoff man out in the top of the 8th, and the batter is going to be a pinch hitter for Greg Bennett, Justin Medlin.
For number 7, Greg Bennett. It's number 16, Justin Medlin, the pinch hitter for the Blue Raiders.
Now the starting pitcher for the Blue Raiders Sunday is going to pinch hit here. So Greg Bennett 0 for 2 in tonight's game. Well, everybody on the Blue Raiders is 0 for something at the moment. Medlin would like to start the process of changing that right here. Justin has had just 8 at-bats as a hitter and is 1 for 8, a 125 average. Bats from the left side, hits with the bases empty and one out in the 8th inning. Sends one foul and out of play for strike one. On deck is catcher Mason Spears. 2-0 Tulane, top of the 8th inning. Blue Raiders trying to get something going here. Pitch to Medlin, swing and a miss. Good curveball. Clifton Slagle came on in the 7th inning, works here in the 8th. The starter, Brandon Althoff, 6 innings of no run, no hit baseball, no walks and 8 strikeouts. Slagle has struck out a couple. Right-hander ready to work. And pitch just missed a little bit outside on the 0-2. That was close. 1-2. Slagle taking some time getting back on the hill. You can tell he's a regular reliever because even with nobody on base, he works from the stretch position. He's 1-2, and Medlin swings and misses. Changed up on him and gets his 3rd strikeout. So Justin is retired. And that'll bring up Mason Spears with 2 down and the bases empty. Except we're going to have a pinch hitter.
Pinch hitting for 23, Mason Spears. Number 31, Josh Baker.
Josh Baker will pinch hit for Mason Spears. So Mason 0 for 2, the only base runner who he reached on an error in the 6th. So Baker, the pinch hitter, at the plate here in the 8th inning. Bases empty, 2 down. Like to keep the inning going and give Brian Dillingham a chance to do some damage. Swing and a miss. Took a little something off that pitch and had Baker out just a little bit in front. Josh 0 for 6 looking for his first hit. He's seen action as a DH once and most other times as a pinch hitter. Bats from the left side. Hits one on the ground. One sharp hop to the second baseman, and Teagues, who throws to first to retire the side. So the Blue Raiders, for the 7th time in this game, go in order and remain hitless through 8 innings of play here tonight. So middle of the 8th, Tulane is in front of the Blue Raiders by a 2-0 score. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Our employees at Purity Dairy are proud to be true blue supporters of Middle Tennessee athletics and their student athletes. At Purity Dairy, we aim to be the most trusted source of wholesome, delicious dairy products for every occasion. We never forget how fortunate we are to be invited into your home, and we earn our place by holding ourselves to the highest standards. With over 100 products available in Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky, visit your local retailer for Purity milk, ice cream, and more.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993. News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Bryson Thomas back out for his third inning of work. Had a couple of pinch hitters for the Blue Raiders in the top of the inning, and so defensive changes as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Luke Vinson, the
left field number 25,
MTSU,
Luke Vinson
from
the new catcher,
Oakland High School in Murfreesboro, MTSU outfielder from Oakland High School, and he's out in left. He will bat in the seventh position. Jake Hagenow is now catching. Let me correct myself. Vincent will bat sixth. Hagenow will bat seventh. There was a pinch hitter for Mason Spears, and then now Jake in to catch. First pitch to Luke Glancy here in the eighth inning from Bryson Thomas is taken for a called strike. Swing and a miss. He had a heck of a cut at a fastball, but came up empty, and that's strike two. Tulane got a run in the first and a run in the third, and to this point in the game, that's been the scoring. They have only four hits, while the Blue Raiders have been held hitless. Have one more shot at trying to do something about it. And there's a right-hander warming up in the Tulane bullpen. Glancy leading off in the Tulane eighth inning. Takes strike three called. And now Bryson Thomas has struck out six. Six of the seven hitters he's faced. The only man that hit the ball, except for the single, hit the ball for an out off of him was Bedgood, and that was a pop fly into center field. He's given up one base hit. Fires a fastball and a strike called. Ethan Groff is the hitter. He's reached on an error with two outs in the first, in which the game's first run scored, then drove in a run with the sacrifice fly his next time up in the third. Grounds one here. Lopez at short. Fire over to first and out on a close play. Fausto had to throw across his body on the run. Wasn't able to set and gun it quite as much as he normally does, but he still had enough. And a couple of outs here in the eighth inning. Nobody on base for Tulane. For the designated hitter, David Bedgood. So Vinson is in left now for the Blue Raiders. Vinson, Sanders, and Escher left to right in the outfield. Jake Hagenow now catching. Infield stays the same. Right, Lopez, Dillingham, and Sullivan. Strike called to this hitter. Bedgood has hit a couple of fly balls, has struck out once, 0 for 3. Bats left, waits for a one-strike pitch, lifts this one high and foul, and it's going to get out of play down past third base. So looking to the Blue Raider ninth, it'll be Dillingham, Escher, and Lopez. And we'll need to have more than that reach to have a chance. Got to get at least somebody on base to bring that tying run to the plate. 2 strikes with this hitter. Thomas with a 2-strike pitch. Hit down the line and left a foul ball, and that's also going to get into the seats. That was down by the bullpen, left field bullpen, where there is one really tall and one sort of tall right-hander warming up for the Green Wave. Hitter back there at the plate. It's David Bedgood. 2-strike pitch down low. Ball one and strike two. Bryson Thomas working in his third inning. Right-hander shown a really good live fastball. Mixed in some breaking pitches. Here's a bouncer past the pitcher. Behind second, Lopez bobbles it and drops the baseball. That may be a base hit. We'll see how it goes. It was going to be a close play at first base. And they did rule that a base hit.
Second baseman, number 3, Jonathan Ortiz.
That is the fifth hit for Tulane and keeps the eighth inning going. A two-out base runner. Jonathan Antigue, a double and three at-bats and a great play in the field, is the hitter. So Tulane getting their fifth hit, a two-out base runner in the bottom of the eighth. Thomas with a fastball backs the hitter up. That's ball one. Aaron Brown started, went five innings for the Blue Raiders. A couple of runs, but only one earned, three hits. Thomas has come on. Fanned six, giving up a couple of hits. Here's a line drive, base hit to left. And Luke Benson comes in, gets it back to the infield, but that's a two-out single for Antiques, his second hit of the game.
Number 2, Colin Burns.
And before Colin Burns bats, we'll take time out for station identification. This is MTSU Baseball coming your way on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
The flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Conference USA champs! Raiders win the championship!
News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Well, while we were taking the ID break, Kyle Bunn, the Blue Raider pitching coach, came out of the dugout, asked for time to go out to talk to Bryson Thomas, called Jake Hagenow out there. Nothing doing in the Blue Raider bullpen. And I'm thinking about the Blue Raider snippet from football where they won the football conference a couple of years ago, and still remembering living in Illinois and the game that the Blue Raiders won in the Conference USA Championship to go to the NCAA the year that they upset Michigan State, and Chip's call was to put a nickel in the jukebox because the Blue Raiders are going dancing. That was one of my favorite calls I've ever heard, although Giddy Up with Giddy Potts wasn't too bad either several times. Anyway, we're back to action here. Kyle Bunn back to the dugout. Two on, two outs in the Tulane eighth inning, and Blue Raiders don't want to see this one change in score before we go to the ninth. A couple of two-out hits. The Antiques hit. The first ball hit really hard off of Thomas. Here's a high fly to left field. Luke Vinson is there, and the man from Oakland High School in Murfreesboro makes the catch to retire the side. Tulane threatens, fails to score here in the eighth. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on base. And so this game will go to the ninth. The Blue Raiders need two to tie the game, and they're still looking for their first hit. Tulane 2-0 after eight. This is MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi there, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamm & Associates. You might know me as the voice of the Blue Raiders, but I want to be your realtor. 2020 appears to be another dynamic year in real estate, and if you've been in your home for a while, you might be surprised what it's gained in value. Get in touch with me, and we'll set up an absolutely free, no-obligation real estate review for you. Go to my website, choosechip.net, or give me a call, 615-542-1915. I'm Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamm & Associates.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Haskins moving from center field to left field and boarding the cross and entering the game, playing the right field. It's number 7, Logan Stevens, getting off top of the ninth for Middle Tennessee. Second baseman number 1, Brian Dillingham.
Well, Blue Raiders trail by 2 runs, looking for their first hit and bat in the ninth inning as Clifton Slagle still works for Tulane. He is not allowed a hit, struck out 3. Worked 2 innings. First batter up for the Blue Raiders is second baseman Brian Dillingham. First pitch is a called strike. Brian in this game, 0 for 1, plus a sacrifice bunt. Lifts this one in the air to shallow right. Second baseman going out and makes the catch. And one down here in the ninth inning. Ball had just a little too much altitude to have a chance to drop in. Stevens, the new right fielder, also coming in and had a chance to make that play as well. But it's Antigues, the second baseman. And now we're going to have a pitching change for Tulane. So Tulane decides to make the pitching change after the leadoff man is retired here in the ninth inning. So Slagle goes 2 1/3 innings, no runs or hits, no walks, and he struck out 3. So pitching change for Tulane, top of the ninth. They're leading 2-0. And with the change, we'll take this time out. You're listening to MTSU Baseball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. This is Tim Page with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates. Are you on the fence about selling your home? Feel overwhelmed at the thought of purchasing a new home? Well, it's time to get moving. For professional, personal, real estate services, give me a call today and put me to work for you. 615-896-5656, or you can reach me at exitmurfreesboro.com. Let's go Blue, and I'll see you at the game.
Grannis & Associates PC is a certified public accountant firm located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Need assistance with your income tax preparation, planning, or bookkeeping services? Don't we all? We've got you and your business goals and objectives in mind. You and all your tax planning needs are in expert hands. We genuinely care about making life easier for our clients so you can spend more time doing what you love while we handle the rest. Call us at 615-895-1040 to start the conversation or visit Grannis & Associates PC, CPAs, at gcpas.com.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
In the ninth inning, after the leadoff man is retired, Tulane goes to the bullpen and brings in a 6'8 right-hander, Keegan Gillies, G-I-L-L-I-E-S. Gillies is making his 5th relief appearance of the year. He is 0-1, has 2 saves in 3 2/3 innings, has allowed 5 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits, walked 5, and struck out 4. So Gillies has come in, and he replaces Clifton Slagle, who went 2 1/3 innings. And retired all 7 batters that he faced, striking out 3. So here we go. One out in the inning, Cole Escher the batter, and the Blue Raider right fielder takes a pitch high for ball 1. Blue Raiders looking for a base hit. It would be their first. They have been held hitless through 8 1/3. Escher hits one in the gap into left center field, but it's going to hang up and get caught by Clancy. That ball, when it left the bat, looked like it might have a chance to get in the gap, but it hung up there. Glancy did a nice job getting over to make the catch. And now with Fausto Lopez, the Blue Raiders down to their last chance here. They need to get him on base to have a chance because they trail by 2 in the ninth inning. Pitch on the way to Lopez, and the right-hander delivers a fastball taken for a strike. outfield straight away for the Blue Raider shortstop. He takes a strike on the outside corner, a late call. It looked like a good pitch, but just a very late call. So strike two, and the Blue Raiders down to their last strike. Blue Raiders giving the umpire a little grief over the lateness of the call. You know, what sometimes umpires do that they probably shouldn't is they'll say that's a strike and then they'll get around to making the motion for a strike. Maybe that's what happened. There's a pitch in the dirt. Swung on and missed. Throw to first. Game over and no hitter for Tulane.